We're taking our text tonight from 2 Samuel, the 19th chapter in the Old Testament. 2 Samuel, chapter 19. And we'll begin reading in verse 16. The bulletin may say 19, but it's verse 16. And we'll read through verse 23. I want you to listen closely to what happens here. We're speaking on the pardoning of Shimei tonight. And this is a beautiful picture of how we are pardoned from our sins by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a picture of our forgiveness by Christ. And Shimei, the son of Gera, a Bethlehemite, or Benjamite, which was of Beraim, hasted and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him. And Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him, and they went over Jordan before the king. And there went over a ferry boat to carry over the king's household and to do what he thought good. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was come over Jordan and said unto the king, "Let not my Lord impute iniquity unto me, neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely the day that my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned. Therefore, behold, I am come the first this day of all the house of Joseph to go down to greet my Lord the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, answered and said, "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?" And David said, "What have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah, that you should this day be adversaries unto me? Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel?" And now verse 23. "Therefore the king said unto Shimei, Thou shalt not die. And the king swear unto him." First of all, let me remind you who this fellow Shimei was. When you start reading your Old Testament, you run across that name Shimei quite often. In fact, I counted them, and there are 19 different men that are named Shimei in the Old Testament. 19 of them. It was a very popular name, like R.C. You meet it around every corner. Every corner. Anyway, let's consider this Shimei's background and the circumstances around which his actions occurred that brought about his pardon by King David. His story begins back in 2 Samuel 15. In that chapter, you'll read about David's son Absalom. He was jealous for his father's throne. He wanted to be king instead of his daddy. He came to his father one day and he said to David, he said, "While I was living in Syria with my grandfather, I made a vow that if the Lord would bring me back here to Jerusalem, I would serve the Lord. I want to go to Hebron to pay that vow." Now, no son-loving father would say no to a request like that, would he? Neither did David. David allowed him to go. Up until that time, he'd kind of been in under house arrest in Jerusalem. He was free to travel around in town, but he had a leash on him. He couldn't go out without his father's permission because he'd been a bad boy and was kind of under the discipline of his father. So David allowed him to go, but Absalom was lying to his daddy. And when Absalom got down to Hebron, he sent men throughout all Israel saying, "When you hear the sound of the trumpet, cry out, Absalom reigns in Hebron." Wow. He's going to be announced as king. And they did. And a lot of people gathered around him, and news of this rebellion reached the ears of King David, Absalom's daddy. And David said, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." He had won their affections, he'd won their hearts, he'd won their loyalty, and now then they're behind him to make him king of Israel. So David said to all of his servants in Jerusalem, I want you to notice what a father says whenever his son rebels against him. Why, he could have taken his mighty men and gone out and quenched this rebellion in a moment. But he didn't. This was his son. It makes a difference. So David said, "Arise and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." So he's just going to get out of the way and give his son free rein. Actually, what he's doing here is not running in fear of his life. He doesn't want to fight his son. He doesn't want to have to kill him. And so he's just turning this over to the Lord, and he's stepping out of the way for a little while and letting God deal with this problem. So David gathered up all of his household and he vacated Jerusalem, went down into the wilderness, and that's where Shimei comes into the picture. Now turn back to chapter 16 of 2 Samuel, and we'll read about this. Beginning in verse 5 of 2 Samuel 16. "And when King David came to Baroom, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei." This is him. "The son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came." He had a foul mouth. "And he cast stones at David, threw rocks at him, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, 'Come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief. Your sins are catching up with you, he says, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. Ha, boy, what a guy to have around, huh? Yeah. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse. Let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, wait a minute, the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, this is Absalom, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It's a good way to look at it, isn't it? It may be that the Lord will look on my affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. All things work together for good. I think of that Romans 8:28, don't you? And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went and threw stones at him and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. Now Shimei had a rebellious, sinful nature that was revealed in his actions. You know, it is what we are that determines what we do. People judge us by our actions. They see what we do. But God looks on the inside. God looks at the heart, and God knows why we do what we do. He knows the motivations. He knows what motivates us. Now, in this sense, Shimei was no different from you and me or any other person. Shimei was of the tribe of Benjamin, remember? And he was of the house of Saul. And since King Saul had been the first king of Israel and had ruled the kingdom for 40 years, Shimei thought that Saul's dynasty, that is his sons after him, should have continued to rule Israel. He did not know, neither did he understand, that it was God who had rejected Saul because of his disobedience, and that he had chosen David and had anointed David to replace him. He didn't know the complete story. He was looking at it from a purely human standpoint, and he just assumed that David had usurped the authority over the kingdom of Israel at the death of Saul when he was not entitled to it. He knew nothing of God's sovereignty in selecting and appointing and anointing and setting up and putting down kings. So he'd grown up hating David without a just cause, along with the rest of his family and his kinfolks. Shimei was treating David, God's chosen king, like the world is treating Jesus today. He's still being dishonored and disrespected, just as he was in the days when he was here during his earthly ministry. The unbelievers of the world, not without even knowing why, are treating Jesus as though he were their worst enemy instead of their best friend. And we have a younger generation today that is growing up that only knows the name of Jesus as a cuss word. Now, let me pause here to tell you that there is no better friend in the world than Jesus Christ. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's the one that will love you and support you and sustain you and strengthen you and defend you in all situations. And when we accept him as our personal Savior, when we acknowledge him as Lord of our life, when we submit to him in obedience and become a subject of his kingdom, we will receive better treatment from him than from anyone else in the universe. Shimei had a real heartfelt hatred for David, and he was bold enough and brave enough to let his feelings be known. He didn't hide them. He showed it. Maybe he was foolish for doing that. I don't know. But on the other hand, we see a side of David that tugs at our heartstrings, because David is long-suffering, and David is merciful, and he lets this guy's, Shimei's conduct slide insofar as punishment is concerned. Now, David's people, old Abishai especially, he wanted to go over there and cut his head off. And if David had let him, he would have gone over there and decapitated him and left his body laying there by the side of the road for the birds and the beasts to come and devour. But David wouldn't allow it. And in this sense, David was Christ-like, was he not? And then circumstances change. Absalom was killed. He was riding his mule, and it went under the branches of a great oak tree. And he had very long hair, and his hair got tangled in the branches of that tree as his mule ran under it. And his mule just ran out from under him and left him suspended up there by the hair of his head, just swinging in the wind. He couldn't get loose. He couldn't get down. A certain man came by and saw him hanging there. And he went and told Joab. Joab was one of the officers in David's army. Joab said, "Well, why didn't you kill him?" He said, "I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a girdle." I like what the man answered him. He told Joab, he said, "Though I should receive 1,000 shekels of silver in mine hand, yet would I not put forth mine hand against the king's son." Oh, I like that. I like that. Well, Joab followed up on this, and he went to where this man told him Absalom was. There he is, hanging up there in the tree by the hair of his head, swinging in the wind. Joab took 3 darts and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was yet alive in the midst of the tree. Then he took his body down and threw it in a deep pit out in the woods. and covered it over with a great heap of stones. Well, to make a long story short, after his death, David was returned to the throne from where he had fled, and he made his way back to Jerusalem and came down there to the Jordan River. All of the people of Judah came out to meet him and escorted him across the river on a ferry boat. And here comes Shimei, this guy that had cursed him, this guy that had thrown rocks and clods of dirt at David. He's got 1,000 men with him. You would think he might be antagonistic. He's got 1,000 men behind him. He came down to meet King David. He was the first one to greet him when he stepped off the ferry boat. And right there, I love this, before all the people, before King David and all of his household, before all of these 1,000 men who followed him, he fell down on his face before King David. And he said, "Let not my Lord impute iniquity unto me. Neither do thou remember that which thy servant did perversely that day when my Lord the king went out of Jerusalem, that the king should take it to his heart. For thy servant doth know that I have sinned." Oh, well, Abishai comes up again. Abishai is playing a part here. He's playing the part of the law. "Shall not Shimei be put to death for this, because he cursed the Lord's anointed?" The law says the soul that sinneth shall surely die. David plays the part of grace, and David rebuked him for his unkind spirit, and he said to him, "Shall there any man be put to death this day in Israel? For do not I know that I am this day king over Israel?" And then he turned to Shimei, kneeling there at his feet, and he said to him, "Thou shalt not die." The first sermon I ever preached was from the pulpit of the Calvary Baptist Church in Grand Prairie, Texas, on a Wednesday night, July the 5th, 1950, a long time ago. I still remember my text was from Ezekiel 18:31, and my message was, "Why will you die? Why will you die? There's no need for anyone to go to hell. There's no need for anyone to bear the burden of sin, because Jesus died for our sins on the cross of Calvary. And he will save whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. Why will you die?" People all around us every day are lost. They're dying without God, without hope. They're going out into eternity, when all they have to do is say to Jesus, like Shimei did to David, "I have sinned. Please forgive me." And Jesus will have mercy, and he will say, "I forgive you. Thou shalt not die." Shimei came to David the king, asked for pardon and forgiveness for what he'd done. He realized that he had not acted rationally toward David when he was mocking him and cursing him and throwing that dust and rocks at him. Now he's sorry for what he's done, and he asked forgiveness. I have sinned. Please forgive me. And he found forgiveness. David forgave him, and he gave him this promise: thou shalt not die. Back in 1940, I came to Jesus, and I asked him to forgive me. There under an old brush arbor in East Texas, with sawdust on the ground to keep the dust down, I was a 14-year-old boy when I knelt there at that altar, and I confessed my sin to God, and I asked Jesus to have mercy upon me and come into my heart. And when I did, he did. He promised me, he that believeth in me shall never die. The same promise that David made to Shimei. And for over 72 years, I've rested on this promise, and I've known the continual presence of God, who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm saved, and I know it. Do you? You can be, you know. Just come to Jesus as Shimei came to David. Kneel at his feet. Say, I've sinned and I'm sorry. And hear the voice of David speaking through the lips of Christ: thou shalt not die. Thou shalt not die. Let's stand together. We'll be dismissed in prayer. Appreciate your coming tonight. Hope you have a good week. Remember, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock, we're teaching about the miracles of God in the Old Testament. How wonderful it is. We are getting a more intimate knowledge of God, getting acquainted with him all over again. What a blessing it is. And as we're dismissed in prayer, Brother Sam, will you lead us, please, in our benediction tonight?
Father, we want to thank you for this truth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for pardoning us. We come to you, and thank you. We confess our sin, and thank you that you come into our hearts and you transform us through your redemption. We thank you that as we walk in the light, as you're in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for cleansing. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for pardon. Thank you, Lord. And we just thank you, too, for this doxology of Jude. What a wonderful doxology. Doxology now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present
Amen.
You faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and evermore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.